Homemakers during the Second World War had to be innovative to provide nutritious meals for their families. Rations and shortages of certain foods were two of the obstacles to meal preparation. The weekly ration per one adult was 1 cup of sugar, 2 ounces of tea, 1/4 pound of butter, and less than 5 ounces per day of meat and alcohol. Cooks who canned, preserved, fruit were provided with an extra ration of sugar. Eggs and dairy products were all in short supply. And canned fruit added to infamous jellied salads was the result of sugar rationing, the fruit taking the place of a sugar ration. In cookbooks chronicling how to survive such circumstances, it was noted that because of the hardships related to the rationing, wasting food during war years was considered absolutely unpatriotic. This week's recipes are three that come from those recorded by Second World War families. Corned beef fritters, 2 ounces. Plain flour, pinch of salt, 1 egg, dash of milk, a pinch of thyme, 2 TSPS. Grated onion, 6 ounces. Corned beef, finely flaked, a little margarine. Mix and blend flour with salt, egg and milk. Beat until a smooth batter is achieved. Add corned beef, onion and thyme. Melt margarine in a frying pan. By spoonfuls drop mixture into pan and press down to form a small patty. Fry on both sides until crisp and brown. Makes 8 patties. Serve warm with vegetables and a salad. Note: if eggs are scarce, substitute mashed potatoes as the binding agent. Wartime bacon substitute: 1 quart thick cornmeal mush, 1 OXO cube, dissolved in a small amount of warm water, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/2 cup leftover meat of any kind, finely chopped. Mix all ingredients and pour into a mold. Let stand to chill overnight. In the morning, slice and fry the pieces in fat drippings until a golden brown. Serve piping hot alone or with maple syrup or a berry syrup. Second World War berry shortbread, 2 cups flour, 1/2 cup margarine, 1/2 cup sugar, large handful of small berries, fresh not frozen, such as blueberries, raspberries or saskatoons. Melt margarine, adding sifted flour and sugar and stir until bound together. If mixture is too dry, add a bit of water. Knead until mixed together well. Flatten with hands. Sprinkle berries evenly over the flattened mixture. Gently fold dough, then knead very gently. Press into a 7-inch pan. Bake at 300 to 325 degrees Fahrenheit oven for about 20 minutes until golden brown. Cool in tin for 20 minutes, then slice into 8 to 10 pieces and remove from pan. Cool completely on cake rack. Joyce Walter can be reached at ronjoy@sasktel.net.